Hello, Shetabile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our top stories, Cameroonian Springtime Manuel Esemua Luebede has debunked social media claims that the government of Cameroon did not support his preparation for the Paris Games. Atlantic Sport Academy of Caribbean Mintaga FC of the Upper Sanaga have consolidated their top positions in Groups A and B of the National Interpros after picking up decisive wins during their day three outings in the competition. And out of the country, Spain captain Alvaro Morata and teammate Rodri have both been banned by UEFA for derogatory chants against Gibraltar during their side Euro 2024 victory celebrations. In under 3 days, the 2024 Paris Olympic Games will come to a close with an official closing ceremony this Sunday. And 3 days to go, Team USA continues to lead the medal standings. Curiously, no African country is ranked amongst the first 30 so far. For more updates, let's connect with CRTV's special envoy to Paris, Baldwin Sama. Hello, Baldwin.
Good morning, Marcel. Welcome to Paris this Thursday. We keep counting the days to Sunday's official closing ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. I should say some days to the end of the competition, Team USA continue calling the shots on the medal ranking. They are the first as of 9 p.m. last night with 27 gold medals, 35 silver medals, 32 bronze for a total of 94 medals secured so far by the United States of America, closely followed by Team China. With 65 medals secured so far, 25 of them in gold, 23 silver and 17 bronze. Australia, they are third with 41 medals, 18 gold, 12 silver and 11 bronze. And the host country, France, they are fourth on the medal ranking with 13 gold medals, 17 silver, 21 bronze for a total of 51 medals. With many French who are quite satisfied with the performances of the different athletes defending the colors of France in the ongoing Paris Olympic Games. I should say there is no African country ranked amongst the first 30, which makes it quite complicated with regards to the performances of some of these African countries. The first 15 countries are mostly European countries, and from the 15th to the 30th on the ranking so far, it's a blend of Europe and South America. So myself, for now, Team Cameroon, they are still in the games village as we anxiously wait for Sunday's official closing ceremony. Back to you, Marcel.
Many thanks, Baldwin. Meantime, Cameroonian Springtime Manuel Esemua Luebede has debunked claims circulating online that the Cameroonian government did not support his preparation for the Paris Games. He confirmed receiving financial assistance that enabled him to prepare for the event. Here now is an excerpt of Emmanuel Esemua Luebede interviewed by Baldwin Sama.
I received a lot of support, especially from the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, because I remember in 2022, things were a little tough, and that's why I had to switch from France to Portugal, because the club in which I was needed me to pay them in order for them to keep me, whereas the club in Portugal didn't need all those means, so I needed to switch. So last year, at some point, I had to get to the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Mr. Mwede Kombi, and after discussing with him, he was like, I think it can be a good chance of medal for Cameroon. So the States gave me some funds that were very beneficial for my preparation. And I remember he signed the document, but after some time, the payment wasn't really done. It was taking so much time, and I had to call him. You know, I was like, I've missed the winter session. I've missed some training already. Is there anything you can do for me? Because I really need these funds for my preparation. And I remember he called one of his directors, I think in charge of finance, that I had to talk with him for them to be able to do everything possible for me to receive those funds. And it greatly helped me with part of my training. So I received support from the States.
Away from the Olympics, Atlantic Sports Academy of Caribbean Mintaga FC of the Upper Sanaga have consolidated their leadership positions in pools A and B of the National Interpros underway in Yaoundé. Mintaga FC defeated Option Sport of Bamenda by 1-0 in the second day three match of Pool A played yesterday at the Fekafoot Technical Center in Oja. In the first match, Union Sportive of Abombang urged Botafogo FC of Douala 1-0. Meanwhile, in Pool B, Atlantic Sport Academy of Kribi won their third consecutive match by overpowering Boya United 2-1. In the first Pool B match played at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, Krimi FC of Garowa beat Volcan FC of Noon 1-0. Meantime, fans of Option Sport Academy of Bamenda are disappointed with the team's performance during their three group matches in the National Interpols. The Northwest flag bearers have drawn only one match and lost two, diminishing their chances of advancing to the semi-finals. Jun Tam is a supporter of the Bamenda-based club.
From the Northwest region, we've not been very happy with the performance of our Northwest representative Option Sports Academy of Bamenda. The friendlies that they played against Victoria United was indicating enough that they had a lot to work on. Now, going over to Yaoundé for the National Interpols, the first match that they played against Bongbang, they were defeated, and that wasn't really the best, because we understand that when you begin a match and you emerge victorious, it boosts your morale, it gives you the opportunity for you to step up your game for the upcoming matches. And now they've lost to Mintak FC, and Option Sports has just 1 point after three matches. When you look at the performance of Option Sports here in the Northwest, trust me, they play good football. And now that they are at the National Interpols, I don't know what is really happening with the team, but all I just believe is that they need to step up their game, because as it stands, they might just be coming back home. So what is happening with Option Sports Academy of Bamenda? This is the question that many are asking. So we are very disappointed at the level of the Northwest with what is happening with Option Sports Academy not representing the region well.
While teams from the 10 regions are battling for the two tickets to the National Second Division Football Championship, Elite One and two clubs have begun preparing for the new season, whose kickoff date is yet to be announced. One of the clubs is Union Sportive of Douala in top flight football in the country. The Nasara Gamakais have set their ambitions ahead of the new football season in Cameroon. Ben Collins Nyeberu sat the club's president, Polycarp Kemonye, for a chat and began by asking him how they are preparing.
Union Sportive of Douala has been preparing for the new season that will be launched in the next couple of months or days. We are working hard and we are trying to reorganize our management. Today, with professional football, it needs a lot of funds. And our strategy today is to make sure that our company that we created 2 years ago will be functioning very well. So we are making an appeal to all our members to get in as shareholder of the company, because to have a big team, we need a lot of financial means.
If I'm made to understand, Union is preparing amid a serene atmosphere, Mr. President.
I can't say it, because the whole football is facing crisis. But nevertheless, we are doing all our best to cope and to go beyond all the expectations. You know, football lovers, football presidents, they are not quite motivated. We are still expecting a lot from the federation. We have not even received the balance sheet of the last season, and we don't see how a new season can be relaunched, whereas the balance sheet of the last season has not been published or has not been done. It may be one of the reasons why people are still reluctant.
But our club presidents, are you people discussing among yourselves?
You know, club presidents are not more discussing among themselves. You know what happened, Ben Collins. I don't need to go back to that. But we hope that...
The family is divided?
The family is quite divided. That is well known. But we are hoping that one of these days we'll get a solution to that.
Maybe a word to the supporters of Union Sportive of Douala in and out of the country, Mr. President.
Yes, I'm making an appeal to all Union lovers, supporters, that they should take part in the reform that is ongoing in our team. We are appealing for more of our members to come in as shareholders in the new company that we set up some years ago.
And out of the country, Spain captain Alvaro Morata and teammate Rodri have been banned for one game by UEFA after they chanted Gibraltar is Spanish during their side Euro 2024 victory celebrations. The Gibraltar Football Association made an official complaint about the celebrations to European football's governing body before the pair were charged. Student journalist on internship Pewe Joe has details in the following report.
UEFA has suspended Morata and Rodri for failing to comply with the general principles of conduct, for violating the basic rules of decent conduct, for using sporting events for manifestations of a non-sporting nature, and for bringing the sport of football, and UEFA in particular, into disrepute. The chanting took place in front of tens of thousands of Spain fans in Madrid on July 15 as the players celebrated their 2-1 Euro 2024 final victory over England. Rodri could be seen chanting Gibraltar is Spanish on the stage with striker Morata encouraging the crowd to join in with the same chant. The pair is banned for Spain's next game against Serbia on September 5. The Gibraltar government has welcomed the decision by UEFA to suspend the two players, remarking that it is a clear message to those who mix sports and politics. Gibraltar is an enclave of Spain's southern tip that has been under British rule since the 18th century, and Spain has long called for its return.
Pewe Joe putting a cap on today's edition of the 7:30 AM Sports News, read by Marcel Mfochie. Back to you, Sheta.